Upping the ante in the fight against cancer, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. 60 years after President John F. Kennedy delivered his impassioned speech to land Americans on the moon, President Biden spoke about his cancer moonshot from the JFK Presidential Library.
President Biden calls his cancer moonshot initiative part of his unity agenda, comparing it to former President Kennedy's famous moonshot initiative during a speech in Boston, detailing more funding, announcing the launch of a scholar program to support a new generation of scientists, and an executive order to advance U.S. biotechnology.
Imagine molecular zip codes that could deliver drugs and gene therapy precisely to the right tissues.
Explaining the goal is to cut cancer deaths in half in the next 25 years.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Four members of the Royal Company of Archers are standing vigil over Queen Elizabeth II's coffin in St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland. A line has already started forming to view the Queen's coffin when she lies in state in London, even though that won't start until tomorrow night. Ukrainian forces continue taking back land that was occupied by Russian soldiers, but Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky warns the war is far from over.
One by one, blue and yellow flags are raised to the tops of buildings in more than 30 territories and counting. Abandoned Russian tanks now dot the sides of roads. All proof a Ukrainian counteroffensive is working. However, as Russian troops pull back, many in the region are left without running water and electricity as strikes continue. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky urged his people to be strong and patient as they enter a new chapter of the war.
Fox's Jeff Paul. The man who shot and killed John Lennon outside his Manhattan, New York apartment in 1980 has been denied parole for the 12th time. 67-year-old Mark David Chapman had appeared before a parole board in August. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden is crediting the bipartisan infrastructure bill for a major upgrade to a large U.S. airport.
Speaking at Boston's Logan Airport, President Biden lamented the state of U.S. terminals.
Not a single solitary American airport, not one, ranks in the top 25 in the world.
But the president says record investments from the bipartisan infrastructure law will turn that trend, including a $50 million modernization project at Logan's Terminal E.
A bright modern terminal. You know you're in the 21st century, in the greatest country in the world, one of the finest cities in the country.
The infrastructure law sets aside about $15 billion in airport-related projects. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The man accused of abducting and killing a mother while she jogged in Memphis was back in court today as another defendant heads to court tomorrow.
38-year-old Cleofa Henderson is being held in a Memphis jail on charges of kidnapping and murdering Eliza Fletcher while she was out running early one morning. Henderson, who police have said remains uncooperative, was back in front of a judge Monday charged with additional misdemeanors that prosecutors say are not connected to Fletcher's killing. On Tuesday, another now infamous Memphis defendant will stand before a judge. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly is accused of going on a deadly roving shooting spree, killing four and forcing the entire city to shelter in place. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A major win for gun control advocates as Visa says it will now separately categorize sales at gun shops. That means it would be better able to keep tabs on suspicious surges of gun sales that could indicate a mass shooting. MasterCard and American Express will also join the effort. Gun rights advocates and lobbyists say the industry is being unfairly targeted since most gun sales don't lead to mass shootings. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.